Hi, my name is Christian Yordanov. I'm a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, and I'm author of a couple of books on health. One is on autism. My latest book is on longevity. It's going to be part of a longer series. It's called How to Actually Live Longer, Volume 1. And in there, in both books, actually, I discuss gut-related topics. With the autism research, it was interesting that first of all, a lot of autistic children suffer from gut dysfunction, and you see the relevance of this to you and to adults in a second. But what the research shows, and what still clinicians and parents are not aware of to a great extent, is that gut dysfunction can manifest as in children, but also in adults, as irritability, anxiety, and the autism. Research has shown that gut dysfunction, especially when undiagnosed or undetected or unaddressed and unaddressed, can or is associated with hyperactivity, agitation, aggression to others, aggression to self, so self-injurious behavior, tics, and non-compliance and various kind of oppositional behaviors. And of course, lest we forget, sleep problems. So you can see, even in children, it's apparent that gut dysfunction can manifest as what are known as extra intestinal, so outside of the intestine symptoms. And in my longevity book, How to Actually Live Longer, Volume 1, I talk about another aspect of gut dysfunction, which is what is known as endotoxin. Now, endotoxin is the name for the bacterial cell wall fragments of certain types of bacteria called gram-negative bacteria. It's also called LPS or lipopolysaccharide. And these are basically fragments with which the bacterial cell wall is built. And when the bacteria dies, the cell ruptures, and these fragments of endotoxin, they spill into the gut, into the lumen of the gut and the tube. And they can cause intestinal permeability. If they get into the bloodstream, they cause very strong immune reactions. And when I say an immune reaction, you can think inflammation, right? So gut dysfunction can lead to immune system dysregulation, because some 70% of the gut cell or of the immune system cells are in the gut, co-located around the gut. So what all of this tells us is, yes, you can have an overt gut problem like bloating, pain, constipation, diarrhea, or a mix of the two, interchanging mix, reflux, all of these overt gut symptoms, right? That's very possible. That's why you're here. And we can address those. But what's also important, and you may, there's also a slight chance that you're here because you understand that your other symptoms not in the gut may be related to the gut, and you understand the importance of addressing the gut. Now, what could those be? Well, anything really, from headaches to skin problems, so eczema, psoriasis, and so on, even acne. Really anything, anxiety, actually depression. So this endotoxin particle that I was talking about, high levels of it have been detected in so many diseases and conditions. So I talk about it in my book, of course, but just to list off a few here. So a person with atherosclerosis may have three times the amount of endotoxin levels than just a healthy, regular person. And researchers have found endotoxin particles in atherosclerotic plaques. Endotoxin is high in obesity, insulin resistance, diabetes, very prevalent conditions today. Non-alcoholic liver disease, very prevalent in the US. It could be 30 to 50% of the population have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Also chronic infection, high endotoxin levels. And cardiovascular disease, as I alluded to with the atherosclerosis statements, and also neurodegenerative disease like Alzheimer's. So endotoxin, high levels of it, are a big problem for us in general. Not everybody has a problem, but here is the thing that a lot of people still don't understand. We all have endotoxin-producing bacterial species in the gut, and if they are allowed to overgrow, they can cause us problem. And here is another piece of the puzzle. When you eat resistant starches and fibers, which are touted in the mainstream as so healthful for your gut and your gut microbiota or microbiome, and you're feeding the good bugs, well, if you have an overgrowth of these endotoxin producing bacterial species, and you start throwing a bunch of fiber, you know, at them, they're going to ferment it, increase their populations, and they're going to, as they complete their life cycle and die off, they're going to be spilling out a bunch of this endotoxin. So here is the problem, is unless you figure out what's going on in your gut, you may be inadvertently feeding the wrong bacteria, you may be eating the wrong foods, and this may be contributing not just to, again, overt noticeable gut symptoms, but it could be causing immune system activation or dysregulation, which in turn causes inflammation, and that inflammation causes damage. And that damage can occur in many places, from your arteries and veins and blood vessels to your organs, to your brain, obviously, because, like I said, there's a link with endotoxin and neurodegenerative disease. So what is my approach to resolving gut problems? So the first thing we need to do is figure out what potential microbiome imbalances you have. We can test for that easily and conveniently. The test, my favorite one that I use at the moment, is the GI map, the Gastrointestinal Microbial Assay Plus. And this is a really awesome test. We can get that delivered straight to your door. You can conveniently collect the sample at home. You call the courier, they come pick it up, and that's shipped off to the lab. So that's step one. Now, step two is, as soon as you collect the sample, we will begin addressing your gut in terms of laying the foundations, right? So I'm going to give you a base gut cleansing protocol. So I've worked with enough clients, I've seen enough test results, and I've seen enough sort of different presentations of people to know the patterns that we're dealing with, right? So when we do my intake, and we do your we assess your metabolic function with various assessments and intake forms and lifestyle dietary factors, I will know what you need and what we need to start addressing as highest priority immediately. So I'll give you the base gut cleansing protocol, and we will also start improving your diet. So in terms of its quality, its composition, meal timing, macro ratios, there's so many factors there that unfortunately many people get wrong. Not that everything is wrong, but there's a lot of conflicting opinions out there in the zeitgeist, in the health world. So some people, again, if just a simple example, if you have an overgrowth of certain bacterial or fungal species and you're giving them more food through fibers and starches and so on, well, that's going to cause more problem, more gas and so on. If you have certain, let's say, small intestinal bacterial or fungal overgrowth, then, you know, certain things like, you may have heard of FODMAPs, which stands for fermentable oligodimonosaccharides and polyols. So these are various kind of fruit sugars and alcohols that that we don't really digest them well. So if you have the wrong species overgrowing, they could ferment them and cause you like gas and more pain and distension and bloating. So this is where I come into the picture, of course. Like, we're going to assess all of that and we're going to tweak your diet and nutrition to basically start taking you towards the so if you think of health as a spectrum, on the one side is very poor health, and on the other side is optimal health. We're trying to, as quickly as possible, move you towards optimal health. So these dietary optimizations are an incredibly important part of the process, but that also includes supplements. It will include your stress. So we have to, I like to say, I'm very aggressive about reducing stressors. And sometimes we can't reduce external stressors. Like, let's say we can't quit our job and it's a stressful job, but I have ways to ameliorate stressors, right? So again, in terms of like certain techniques and certain supplements and various, you know, meal timings and macronutrient ratios, these things I've done a lot of research, and I talk a lot about stress in my longevity book. So you may want to check that out as well, because a lot of what's in there I'll be teaching you to utilize to the betterment of your health. So this is kind of the stuff that I really want. As soon as you collect that stool sample, I want us to begin some base protocol. We already will have started tweaking the diet, because that won't generally change the lab results too much. It won't skew them too much or anything like that, but certain supplements can. So certain things we can start before you take the sample, other things we can start as soon as you take the sample. And of course, it will be a different order. Everything will be slightly different for everybody. Now, in about 3-4 weeks after that, we will get the test data. And then generally a lot of people already are feeling better. Some people's symptoms completely disappear just on the base gut cleansing protocol, which is great. But when we get the test data, we will then know what is the issue or set of issues that we're up against. What are we trying to address using the various health building protocols that I'm going to design for you. And with that data, we are going to beef up the protocol. Let's say if there's parasites, we're going to have to do certain other cleanses and maybe do longer protocols, take breaks, and then redo them just to kind of match the life cycle of the specific organisms. If there's yeast and candida or a big overgrowth of those, there's another kind of strategy. If there's overt pathogens, you know, sometimes the best thing to do is to go to a doctor and get an antibiotic. Sometimes things are like in that state. I will always give you a referral letter that you can take to your doctor in all instances, right? In most cases, we can just use kind of herbal and natural ways. But sometimes catching something that could cause a real serious issue is also valuable. And like, for example, if you have occult blood in the stool sample, if there's blood in the sample, well, at that point, it's best to err on the side of caution and go and get a calprotectin and another occult blood test or two, even in different times of in the next few weeks, to rule out things like inflammatory bowel disease. Like, these things are risk factors that having data early, as quickly as possible, is vital in catching these things early, right? And these are very cheap tests for occult blood and calprotectin, so and they're very easily available. So this is really the value of doing functional lab testing, right? We figure out exactly what the person's contributors or causes are to whatever health complaints they have, and we catch things early. And the reason it's important to catch things early is, like I said earlier, if you have endotoxin-producing bacteria, which is very common with folks that have gut dysfunction, if you have all these imbalances in the gut, if you let that develop and continue for months and years, well, it will cause, you know, nutrient potentially malabsorption. It will damage the gut, so less nutrients will be digested because less digestive enzymes can be secreted by the enterocytes or the gut cells, and so on and so forth, right? You're going to develop food sensitivities because of undigested food particles are going to be getting in, and the immune system will be marking them for destruction. And all that inflammation doing damage and potentially even to the brain and causing all kinds of other non-gut related symptoms, sleep issues, mood issues, skin issues. So the sooner you stop the cycle, the better off you will be. And it's important for us to do this quickly. That's why it's better to not do trial and error, to not do guessing and trying these supplements, those herbs and this cleanse and juice cleanse. Let's run. Usually one lab test is enough. If we can couple that with some other bits and pieces you can get from your doctor, like blood work, and occasionally we may do like a food sensitivity panel, things like that. It always depends on the case. But let's get the data. Let's get the baseline protocol so you immediately start improving things in your gut. Then we will augment the protocol and we just continue doing this for the weeks or the months that we work together. We'll meet regularly. You'll have chat support with me, so I'll be able to help you navigate if there's any sort of questions or setbacks and things like that. So this is very much a partnership that is, at first, it may be a little bit challenging if you have to change diet and little habits and lifestyle stuff, but it really does get better. Once you start feeling better, you're going to, our calls start getting more fun. You know, we're now talking about optimizing things as opposed to how do we get you out of this jam of like feeling horrible. So it's a fun process. I really, really believe you will enjoy it. My goal is to be the last practitioner you have to see about this issue. And I want to teach you not just how to restore your health, but how to maintain your health without my help. So I'll give you the skills, the tools, the knowledge that you need. This is my goal. I have lots of resources that I will give you to that end. And all that's left is for us now to meet, to see if we vibe, you know, if we're going to be a good fit to work together. If you are ready, some people just aren't ready. If you are ready to do this, to partner with me and to get better. So to do that, please just scroll down the page here. Book a free intro call with me. Like I said, this is a free call. It's no strings attached. You have nothing to lose. In fact, you may, even if you decide to not work with me, you may get some tips on something you can improve health-wise, right? So I will always give you some value, I believe, from the conversation. So again, no strings attached, free intro call. Book that down below. Let's meet. Let's talk. I would love to help you. I would love to help you do that. And I'm confident that I can. So thank you for watching this video, and I hope to meet you soon.